Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
The life of one Burt Show member drastically changed last night.
Is she the one morning in that video?
She's not a Burt Show member.
And this morning.
No, but I can tell what the news is by just the look on her face.
All right. Melissa, go ahead.
Oh, I know what it is now.
What happened? What happened?
What are you talking about?
Tell us what happened drastically in your life.
Nothing happened drastically last night in my life.
Wouldn't you?
Uh-uh.
How about you, Wendy?
No, not me, but now I can kind of figure it out.
I was like, man, who's huh?
Jen, was it you?
Not me.
Well, me. Jeff, was it you?
No.
Was it
I warmed up, but I think we all did that, so that doesn't really count.
We thawed out.
Lendl, why don't you go ahead and grab a mic? Producer Lendl.
I got a new piece of jewelry last night.
Yes, you
did. Oh, yes, you did.
Congratulations. Look at that ring.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
That's cool. Yay. You cannot ever play poker, by the way.
You're the worst. I'm really good at it. I beat a lot of people.
No,
but
you
not
were standing
this
over there as soon as Bert said the tease. I looked at your face and you were like glowing. Congratulations.
Did she plop her hand on my desk this morning? And I plopped my hand on top of hers.
He didn't even notice.
And I didn't even notice.
I was going to say, how did you
see the ring? It's
that's beautiful.
Great. Thank you.
So how did he ask you?
Good job.
He did a really good job.
Did you guys get drunk and he just spit it out?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Mormons and us, right? No, he did a really good job. He today is our 3-year anniversary, and I kind of forgot.
Ooh.
And so last night,
are you like the dude in this relationship and he's more like the chick? I'm just curious.
Well, I don't think so, but normally we've never really made a big deal of anniversaries and celebrated them. So I remembered like towards the end of the evening, right before he asked, but totally forgot and had no idea what he was doing. But basically he counts the first time we kissed as like the beginning of us being like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
So, oh, that's cute. Anyways, we dated for...
She is the dude.
She is the dude.
Yeah, whatever.
We dated for a couple of weeks beforehand, and he basically last night took, like, some memorable moments from, like, and experiences, places we'd gone from, or stuff we'd done from the first 2 weeks, I guess, to, like, put him into last night. And so I was supposed to make dinner, and then he goes, no, let's go out. And I was like, well, I just brought all the groceries over to do this. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever. So he takes us to IHOP, which is totally not... like romantic setting. I was in like sweatpants, hoodie, like I'm not.
Is it the one in Sandy Springs?
Yes, it is.
Because that's a romantic one.
It is so awesome. Definitely good vibe there.
And at this point, you're totally and completely clueless.
Oh, yeah.
Not
I was just
even
like, oh, IHOP, it's open. It's 10. We have to get dinner, whatever. So we do that. And then we go back to his place and he just pops in a movie and he put it on. He has a projector. And so he angled it to like one of his rooms in his house has like vaulted kind of weird ceilings, so you can lay on the floor or on a bed and like kind of look at the movie up on the ceiling. And he put in The Goonies, which I was like, oh, fun movie, whatever, totally not thinking. But that was one
another
of the
romantic movie.
It was the movie that we watched the night we kissed, and the night we went to IHOP, we just like the originally we sat there for hours and hours and hours and just talked. And so he took me to IHOP and we watched the movie, and I was not...
He was recreating that
moment. And I had no idea. I was like, oh, this is fun. And I was so tired because it was like midnight at this point, and I work here at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Our job
whatever
sucks.
Yeah.
Our job is not romantic, no.
Not at all.
No.
But so we were watching the movie, and he kept panicking and had just getting up and like sitting back down and going... And I was just like, okay, whatever. I'll just, you know, stay here and watch the movie. And in the end, he... went out of the room and came back in, and he has two cats, and he brought one of them over, and he's like, oh, you know, Jack wants to play with you. And I was like, I'm tired, and he's tired. He just wants to sit. So I patted his head for a little bit and didn't realize it, but he put the ring around Jack's collar. And so when I was patting him, then I was like, oh, my gosh. And he asked me, will you marry me? Of course I said yes.
So you realized it once?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was so totally sweet.
I gotta tell you, he is a brave man putting a ring on a cat because that cat could randomly decide that it wants to be under the porch
or outside,
and you could never see that ring again.
Seriously,
he did like kind of lecture me before like the evening had started, and was like, "Do not let the cats outside tonight." And I was, you know, wondering why. He goes, "It's just really cold. Don't let them out." It's like, okay.
But, I think, he remembered what you did the first night you kissed and recreated that. I mean, that deserves a ton of credit.
I was totally oblivious. And I didn't think until it was almost midnight, but he kept looking over at the clock. And I was like, oh, yeah, tomorrow's our anniversary. And we watched Goonies the night before. I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. Totally oblivious.
So at no point did you think, oh my God, I think maybe a proposal's coming.
Mm-mm, because I was in like sweatpants. And
good
so was
job,
he, and
dude.
We
good yeah. job.
Romantic.
That
it wasn't
is so cute.
Like, now that's going to.
Restaurant, it was just totally us and it was perfect for like us.
Now you're a cool chick, so that's fine. But I guarantee you that there are women who are to this day pissed because their boyfriend proposed to them while they were in sweatpants or they didn't have their hair did or they were like their nails were all chipped or. They were had a cold or something like that. To this day, he couldn't even wait to me. He wouldn't even let me get dressed up. I mean, I knew we were only going to IHOP, but he could at least told me to put on something nice.
Yeah, who's listening right now? That will come on the voice disguiser and say, yeah, I'm really disappointed by the way I was proposed to. It was just the wrong timing. Wasn't the way I had anticipated it being at all.
I think the ones I'm specifically looking for are the people where the guy should have somehow warned her.
Didn't we do a list before where one of the charming things or one of the real things about it is if you are not all dressed up when you get proposed to. I remember a long time ago because we're the do's and don'ts and don't do it in public, don't do it in front of the family. But one of the things that I don't know, I vaguely remember it somehow being the fact that, you know, it's almost like this real, like, I love you for who you are kind of thing.
I think that everybody needs to get proposed to in a way that it, like, means something to them. Like, I'm not the kind of person that needs to go to the fancy restaurant and needs to have, like, the flowers and all that stuff. So
God
if it's
you.
Comfortable for you, do it that way. And if I had been the one that was taken to the fancy restaurant, I would have known something was up.
Right.
Every girl needs to listen to Lyndall right now.
Well, I'm curious because I wonder if the question that guys are listening for right now is... Because for us, I think the ultimate proposal is a big one, but also one where you're completely surprised. To us, surprise is priority number one.
And I would say most women aren't surprised.
That's what I'm asking. Like, as a woman, is it more important to be surprised or have it perfect? Have it
I'd
just
rather be
right
surprised.
And big and grand?
I'd rather be surprised.
Same I think here. Surprise is better. And honestly, if you're in a relationship to where you know that your marriage is kind of on the horizon, you kind of know that he might ask you, but like... The way he does it should be a surprise to you, not to be where you're like, okay, we're at the store, and then he proposes at the store at the jewelry counter. That's just not.
See, he would. I'm more like Lyndall, where it's symbolic and surprise.
Yes.
And had both.
And had your boyfriend taken you out to a fancy dinner, you would have been completely tipped off.
But I was just dumb and just not paying attention.
That's perfect.
At all.
Hey, Sybil, awesome. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
I love your show. My proposal for my husband was pretty crappy. I love my husband. He's wonderful. And I love my mother-in-law, but she didn't want to get out of the car. She wanted to see him propose to me. I was interning at the public defender's office, and his plan was to get out of the car, you know, go in the middle of the courthouse, get down on one knee, and propose to me. But the way that he ended up proposing to me was, you know, we're riding in the car and everything after he picks me up. His mom's driving. I'm sitting in the back seat behind her.
Oh, no.
Talking to her, and then he turns around and says, by the way, will you marry me?
Oh no. He panicked.
I was so upset. I mean, I love him so much, and I was happy that he proposed to me, but to this day, we've been married for 3 years, and I still rag him about that. I told him he could do a do-over because we're supposed to renew our vows. Because his mom took over the wedding, too. She even tried to pick out my wedding dress. So.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
You know what? I could have told you that was coming the day that if I knew you back then, you told me how he proposed, I could tell you you'd have mother-in-law problems.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good morning. Amber here wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. My fiance actually proposed to me hardly at all. He had this one day that he had done this whole huge, you know, proposal day with, like, the scavenger hunt and the romance and the fun and all of this. And at some point during the day, it fell apart. To this day, I don't know exactly why he decided he couldn't do it and just kind of, like, called the whole thing off. And, you know, by that point, I knew what he was doing. So for the next couple of days, I'm thinking, it's coming. He's going to make up for it. He's going to do something just awesome. Well, it turns out, instead... On a Tuesday, I was sitting on my couch with my hair in a towel, watching TV, and I was in a really crappy mood and said, you know what, I don't even want to watch this, I'm going to bed. And so he said, oh, hey, can you do me a favor before you go to bed? And I was like, what? And he said, can you just see if this fits and pulls the ring out.
Oh.
And I was like, really?
Oh, no.
Really? Is that the way it's going to be done?
Right now, this is it. And that was my proposal.
Yeah, dude, you get one crack at this. One crack at it. Be careful with it. Good morning, Lisa. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey there.
Hi, you're on the Voice Disguiser.
Okay, good. I was proposed to naked after sex, so it's not even a story that I could tell anyone.
What do you do? In bed?
Yeah.
Literally, you're laying there on the bed, and he says, hold on one second.
You rolled over?
No, he got down on one knee, but I'm like, are you serious? I can't tell the story to anyone. We've been married for almost 10 years, but still, I'm like, I've never told anyone how we got engaged.
Understandable.
You have to make up a story. Congratulations.
Yay,
to you,
Linda.
Congratulations,
Linda.
Have you set a date yet? I imagine it's next week sometime.
No, we kind of were just, you know, it's kind of exciting. Just kind of like bask in the glow of it.
Enjoy
for today.
It.
And it's fun telling people and seeing their reactions or hearing them. I had to call my parents last night because I didn't want them to find out this morning, like at work. So they were half asleep and like, oh, yay, that's exciting. And
good night.
My dad thought it was a dream. He's like, did you really get engaged last night?
So Linda and her boyfriend are both Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
So is the ceremony or is the wedding different in the Mormon religion?
It is in the sense that we would get married in one of the Latter-day Saint temples. And the people that can go inside the temple are those that are members of the church. So, like, if I invited y'all, you guys wouldn't be able to see me get married, but you'd be able to come party at the reception afterwards.
Well, that's really all we want to do anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. God bless. I love the Mormons.
Yeah, really.
That is the way to do it right there.
Go bring them young.
Uh-huh.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The official experiment on how creepy Craigslist can be officially started 2 minutes ago now, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's posted, but nobody really wants to do me on Craigslist yet.
Oh.
Save that.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, I think
we're on the encounter section of Craigslist just to reset this real quick, and we wanted to see how long it would take Wendy to get a response from just one post. And the post says,
the post says, I'm open to trying new things and I love dirty talk, so turn me on. Fetishes, freaky, yes, please. I'm not picky on appearance. We'll leave work immediately. Please call phone number. Need some ASAP.
All right, so if you hear a cell phone ring anytime we're talking right now, that's the first freaky creepy dude.
And people are posting literally every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
My ad keeps going down and down.
And you're mad because there's more competition. You're like, hey.
I'm like, hey, come on.
I need it right now. I will leave work. Will they leave work? No, I will leave work.
What are you going to say, Jeff?
I don't remember.
Hey, Mary, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
You go now.
So, I was at work the other day, and my phone rang, and I couldn't answer it, but it went to voicemail, and it left me a voicemail. So, I checked it, and a guy left me a message, and he said, hi, my name is Tom. I'm a first-timer. You can give me a call back at this number. I'm usually really good about, like, if people have the wrong number, calling them back and seeing what they want. But the number that he called from was different from the number that he left. So me and my friend that I work with, we got on the computer and looked up the number that he had called from, and it was a hotel in Fayetteville.
Oh, really?
Hey.
Okay.
So no, I called
says,
him back,
I love you like
and
that.
he asked if my name was Lindsay, and he had found my ad on Craigslist. And I said, no, my name's not Lindsay. This is Mary. I said, you know, what kind of ad was it? And he said, well, you know, it was an ad for, is this not Lindsay? I was like, no, this is not Lindsay. So we went on Craigslist to, like, try and find this ad. And a couple people have called me since then, too. But
really?
People post the most disgusting things on that, like pictures and everything.
So somebody posted for you with your phone number, like playing a joke on you?
I have no idea. I don't know if you dialed the wrong number or somebody put the wrong number, but, like, a couple of people have called me since then thinking that I'm this Lindsay person wanting to hook up with them in a hotel.
It could be. You know what? It could be a situation with Wendy. Maybe there is a real Lindsay out there who thinks that no one likes her. Like, maybe she just typed the wrong number in the ad, like transposed the 6 and the 9 or something, and
she's like, I thought I had a beautifully written ad.
Yeah.
This is the first time that I've ever been on Craigslist encounter section.
Mm-hmm. Are you shocked?
Yeah.
I love watching Bert's facial expression as he's opening up these ads.
Each one.
Well, I learned in the very first one not to open it if there's a picture.
Yeah.
I was greeted by...
careful what you wish for.
Ready to...
Craigslist 3D would be really interesting.
The first one, and these are here in Atlanta. Let's do it this morning. That one's in Gwinnett. If you're looking for a little hookup action, Gwinnett's your place to be. Special feet loving. That's in Atlanta.
Save that.
Married ladies, do you like to watch?
Some pretty graphic stuff up there.
Looking to have fun with a vanilla kitty? What is that?
Save that.
You guys know what that is?
Well, I would imagine it's a white girl.
Okay. Casual sex, yes.
Bird posts a picture of Goo Goo up there. I should get a response.
Any bored housewives looking for daytime encounter?
Yes.
Hump day humping.
Seriously?
Seriously.
That was their pitch line.
Hump day humping.
This is clever.
Awesome. They woke up, they're like, I had an epiphany.
Just so you know, while Bert reads these ads and you write on that board, it sounds like a mattress squeaking.
Yeah, the squeaking is a little suggestive at that moment.
I'll do it at work.
That's cool. You can do that in 5 minutes.
We have advanced to sound effects on this show.
Seek savvy lady to meet at Johnny's Hideaway Super Bowl fun.
Johnny's Hideaway?
That's right.
For real?
That's what it says. Oh, you're nasty, dude.
Read it.
I can't. What up, Shody? Yeah.
I think the next Bird Show challenge should be to use a Craigslist ad and write a haiku based on it. We'll bring the arts into filth.
Well, that is.
What's a haiku again?
353 or 373?
I can't remember. At least 37.
I can't remember either. That's going to bug me.
Right?
Craigslist post.
I don't remember. Or five. I don't know.
Why do you haunt me with your whippings? I must go.
Hey, Chris, you're on Q100.
Yeah, we actually did this to my friend's married, and we put an ad in Craigslist. It was men seeking men.
Oh, that's great fun.
It was the weirdest. Like, we told everybody that we put his phone number, like his actual phone number, and told him that he wanted to be treated badly and act like you're the cops when you call. And it was just horrible.
That's actually funny, is to put somebody's real name and say, look, I'm way into role-playing, so no matter what, you are my middle school scout leader.
That's exactly what we did. We're like, do not break character, because that turns me off.
Did he have to change his phone number?
No, he just stopped answering the phone.
That's great. Well, the good news is, like Wendy said, because they roll off there so fast, because there's a lot of pervs in the world, that your post is only up there for half a day, and by then you've been replaced by 300 other pervs.
Right, we're 9 minutes into that posting and not one phone call.
It's in another city, too.
It's in another city.
I keep saying that.
I'm surprised.
The one we're looking on is Atlanta.
Now, is it a big city?
Yeah, it's a big city. Yes.
You didn't post it in, like, you know,
I think I almost should have posted it in a smaller town.
Branson.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Me and my boyfriend that I'm with right now, we actually met on Craigslist, but it wasn't that the little nasty casual encounter part. He actually put up a posting, and I responded to it, and we just started talking, and we've been together for a couple months, and I think it's really weird, but it's actually crazy because I did my own research, and the females are just as nasty.
Yeah, they are.
Are they really?
Yes, they really are. Like, you guys saw the male section.
Mm-hmm.
The female section is just as bad, including pictures.
All right, before we move on and go to the women's section, if you can, without us losing our license, what did he post on Craigslist that you even responded to?
Well, it wasn't
nasty casual encounter. It was the men seeking women, and he just told a little bit about himself. He's laid back, working full-time job, you know, just looking for a female to hang out with, to get to know. And it was just really simple and really laid back. And I mean, his pitch was cute, so I was like, well, you know, it couldn't hurt. You know, step out on faith. And the first time we met in a public place. It wasn't anything, I mean, and we've been together for months now, and he's actually pretty great.
Okay. Awesome.
So you were looking for something a little more superficial, but you actually found something a little deeper.
No, actually, I wasn't looking for anything superficial, because that's the difference between casual encounters. Casual encounters, just people that just want to jump on, so to speak, and men seeking women and women seeking men is more of the long-term relationship ad.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Lesbian freaks looking to party, black men only. That's in Stone Mountain.
Whoa. And that's recent?
Yep. Why'd you post it a while ago?
Oh, yeah. Wendy's like, I posted the same thing yesterday.
By the way, I've written a Craigslist haiku. It's 575. Okay.
575.
So apologies
God,
to
that was gonna drive me crazy.
To Mrs. Cook, my advanced placement yes. English teacher in high school.
Sorry, Mrs. Pulse. I didn't remember either.
Do you want to relay your haiku? Yeah.
Yes, please. You have your snapping fingers ready, everyone?
Yes, we're ready. Wait, hold on. Let me warm them up. Okay. Ready to go.
Where should I slap you? Like autumn leaves, your pants fall.
Dude, that was
I haven't
so
finished
good.
It yet.
Just got to the
three
five.
Lines. It's 575.
I'm doing
you
after
ruined
each line.
His vibe.
Seriously.
He start again.
No wonder you don't have any friends.
Sorry.
He's got special friends. Found out yesterday.
Melissa missed that whole conversation.
Yeah. I just laughed like, yeah. yeah. See again.
Liar.
Just, yeah. Ding your bell.
Where should I slap you? Like autumn leaves, your pants fall. I don't know your name.
Wow.
Dude, can we save that?
I know
just
your
somewhere?
Name.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
Nobody's called. It's been 12
I'm
minutes.
Shocked.
I am shocked.
Maybe Craigslist isn't as creepy as you guys thought it was.
Maybe just no one's looking to have a little chat.
By the looks of those Atlanta postings, yeah, it's pretty creepy.
Wait, please hold.
Well, let's move on to more fun and find out why your wife hates you.
Oh. Ring of fire.
That's what you'll get if you answer it.
You got to
go
answer
ahead.
It.
Go ahead. We'll just
that's
listen
your,
on one side of the conversation.
That's your Craigslist nickname.
Scared.
Here you go.
Go, 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 go.
Hello? Hi. Oh, yeah? Where are you at?
Talk sexy. Talk sexy.
Bert. Ask him to talk sexy.
Oh, he hung up.
Why?
I don't
know. Heard people in the background.
Oh, I was whispering. He couldn't have heard that. How long did it take? 13 minutes.
Oh.
Did he sound creepy?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He's like, I'm responding to your ad, and then just sat there silently. And then I'm like, where are you?
He was like,
I'm in my car.
Okay, you guys play commercial. I'm going to find Southside Steve.
The Bird Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Well, look at him. I mean, he looks totally different as a married guy.
Glowing.
Hi, groom.
Hello, hello.
I like your ring.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, let's see that ring.
Let's see that wedding ring.
Hey, there's no ring on your finger.
It's white, clear gold. No, the ring actually broke, to be honest with you, along with my phone.
Wait. How does a ring break? What was it made out of?
It was made out of a material much like gold, but not gold, probably. So, it did actually break, but I was wearing it. You can see it in the pictures.
All right, let's go back here for just a second. Jen, why don't you tell the history here of
rewind,
Joel and Trey.
Rewind. Yeah. When did this first start? August?
4 years ago.
Well, Joel and Trey are in studio today, and Joel and Trey are good buddies. And Joel came to us and said, you know what? My friend Trey always says that this is the year I'm going to get married. This is the year I'm going to get married. And then he never did. Well, Trey's 35, so Joel said, you know what? I'm going to take care of this for you. I'm going to set your wedding date, and I'm sending out save the dates. So he did. He sent out save the dates for January 17th. And originally, the plan was for Trey to find a bride and get married in Las Vegas. Well, the Vegas thing didn't didn't happen, but Trey got married over the weekend here in Atlanta.
And that's it right there.
At a bar.
Did I miss anything?
That pretty much sums it up.
That about it?
Right? In a nutshell.
Now, when we talked to you 2 weeks ago, you said, nah, probably not going to happen here. Not really any strong candidates. And then 2 weeks later, you're married to a strong candidate.
Right, right.
So what happened?
I don't know. Last week, I was like, I just had a pair, and I was like, I'm going to do it. I said I was going to do it. Let's do it. So I called Joel on Wednesday, I think, of last week. Said Saturday night, we're going to do this thing. So we did. And I got married.
Tell everybody about your bride.
My bride is, she's my age. She's 35, which is...
I was very excited about the age appropriateness. Yeah, thank you.
So, and she's very willing to participate in the wedding we had Saturday, which was cool. So, very laid back and just worked out. Well, I met her about a month and a half ago at my office manager at the Furbus was looking for an apartment, and she was getting rid of an apartment, and so that's how we ran into her.
And she didn't know about the radio thing, is what I heard.
She did not know about the radio thing.
That makes it more legit.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. And that she, your office manager, Allison, told me that she didn't believe you when you told her about the radio thing.
No, I don't.
She was like, no way.
Yeah, she was taken back, I think, a little bit about that. But, you know, that's just the way love works sometimes.
So which came first, talking about the radio thing or your actual proposal to her? You know what I mean? Like, I'm curious how she found out about this and what the steps were in that.
She found out about the radio thing before the whole "Will you marry me?"
Okay,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we had gone out a couple of times, and it was, you know, of all the people, I guess, is the one that I could go through with this with.
You could see yourself spending the rest of your next couple of months with her.
Let's take it week by week, day by day, hour by hour.
Details.
You know, we have a new president coming in, and let's just focus on that right now.
Are you guys living together?
We are not living together.
It's a marriage, and you guys are not. It's not a marriage. You didn't get married this weekend.
I did get married. Did you see me get married?
I saw that. I mean, it was a real...
Thank you.
Ordained minister, right?
It was a ceremony.
A ceremony, and your mom was there.
My mom was there, which was the best part. My mom, we were wearing, believe it or not, normal suits. Everybody looked normal.
Everybody looked great.
Yeah. And then my mom shows up with her friend in a costume. Which was the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Now, I mean, I will say that one of the moments for me that stood out the most was one of your ex-girlfriends standing up in the midst of the ceremony and saying that she objected.
Oh, she did, really?
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, she didn't.
She jumped up. There was a bench where Trey's mom and his mom's friend were sitting so that they could have front row to the ceremony so they could see everything that was going on because it was a crowded bar at Kramer's. And so so I happened to be standing next to Trey's ex-girlfriend, and she jumped up on the bench and said that she objected.
Come on.
Had to grab her and pull her down off the bench.
Get out of here, really? Yeah. Was she hammered?
No.
Sober as well.
Totally sober.
Yeah, it was funny.
Oh, we laughed. It was good.
Yeah, it was very fitting. So, you know, she was cool with it. So
I don't know. Her friends were kind of consoling her.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her friends were like petting her, going, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay. I promise.
Why did she even go then?
Okay.
If she was gonna be so broken up about it, why did she even go? Someone forced her to go.
I'm sure she was just wondering if it was actually gonna happen.
I guess so. I thought she was kind of cool with it, but I don't know.
All right, so
that was pretty interesting. She did object. She was the only one that objected, too. Which
that's
was,
more shocking than anything else.
That's the most shocking part.
I'm surprised the bride didn't stand up and go, you know what? I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So right after the quote-unquote, I'm having a tough time calling it a wedding, A, because it happened at a bar. B, true. There's no marriage license, right?
Bert. Where are you with love, for God's sakes, man?
The reality
part
of it.
This is what happened. Let me just walk you through it, because it was the greatest wedding of all time. We had it. It was completely set up in the bar. We had the balloons and real flowers. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to turn out. Joel did a poem in the middle of the wedding ceremony.
Oh, we also played
a reading.
Yeah.
Was that a bugle?
Yeah, basically.
He played some kind of horn as the bride came down the somewhat aisle in the bar. It was just majestic, really. And I forgot where I was going with this, but it was really cool. Actually, I was really impressed and had a great time. And my mom was there, and we got a lot of pictures. And it was a legit deal. Really?
I mean, yeah, we hired a wedding photographer. We had an ordained minister. Yeah. We had we released a pigeon. Yeah. We had a trumpet voluntary. We had a poem that was read.
And Joel released the favorite unity bird in the bar.
It had everything except a marriage license.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the way everybody should get married, actually, because we got married. We walked out the front door with everybody cheering, got in a limo that I didn't know was there, went around the block. It dropped us back off in the bar, and we came back inside and had the reception.
It was as real as a wedding can be in Kramer's in Buckhead. Everything was legit. I mean, honestly, though, what is a wedding? It's an announcement of your union to another person in a public setting.
It's a legal.
Legally binding. Trey Humphries is married.
And it is legal if you say it in public? How does that work?
No, it's not. You need a marriage license.
What, are you a lawyer?
Come on now.
Come on now.
It's a law team at the Birch.
I mean, you're going to break her up. If you guys break up in 2 days, there's no, nothing's going to be, divided up.
You don't have to get an attorney.
Well, I hope not. If that happens, I hope I don't have to get interned.
Was this an agreement that she made with you? Was the proposal one of, hey, let's just do this Saturday night. If it doesn't work out, it's fine.
Obviously, there's an element of, this is kind of off the wall and random. So, yeah, I would assume that that's going through her head.
You didn't get down on bended knee to propose?
Yeah, how did you propose?
No, I just kind of asked. It was kind of a last minute thing, so it wasn't the whole romantic thing. It was more of a convincing than an asking, I think.
You might need that in the future, too.
Considering I met her on Saturday.
Nobody knew her.
You met her for the first time on Saturday?
I met her when she was about to walk down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't even sure he was getting married or not?
Well, I mean, he told me this is what's going on. This is who I've been seeing, yada, 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 for weeks. But I'd never met her.
What, Wendy?
I mean, you're supposed to introduce her to the best friend. Can't just...
Joel? The guy that put me up to this? No.
We can say her name, right? Is she okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie?
Yeah.
Humphrey.
She was beautiful. She's an absolutely beautiful woman, a beautiful bride. She had on a fantastic wedding gown. Mm-hmm. I was like, I couldn't believe she was wearing that at Kramer's. I'm like, that is way too nice of a dress to be in this place. And I mean, she had the bouquet, the veil, the whole thing, like hair done, looked gorgeous.
Watch it work out for the rest of their lives.
That's what I told
her. There's like 50% of our audience right now is like divorced. And if this is the relationship right now that actually lasts forever, it's going to make an ugly statement.
And you're going to have a lot of people calling you to have their wedding staged on
Kramer's.
Well, they won't be arguing because they're not in the same house.
That's right. Do you even have her cell number?
Yeah.
They email. I am. AOL. They super poke every now and then.
Hey, Fred. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I was just listening to that Trey story, and my wife and I met in October. We were married in December in a bar by the bartender, who was an ordained minister from an internet church.
Uh-huh.
And it's the best way to get married, because I did the big fancy wedding the first time I got married, and that didn't work out too good. But
this
quick fire at the bar, best way to do it.
And you've been married for how long now?
Over a year and a half right now.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
Trey, right. There is hope.
I got a year and a half to beat. Thanks, Fred.
Susan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. First, I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you from the very beginning, and I love the show, like everybody else.
But.
and forgive me, Trey, because I'm not, normally like this, but the most ridiculous piece you guys have ever done.
Totally agree.
And I have never, ever, ever called in, first of all.
Hmm?
But marriage is something so special. It's so special. I just can't believe that you, number one, you put it on the air, but number two, that Trey went out and did this. I just wanted to say I was just a little bit disappointed.
I didn't realize how offended my wife was at this whole thing until we were talking about it late last week. She's like, Melissa's absolutely right, because Melissa kind of went off on it last week also. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to turn this thing into like any serious debate or serious political. And my wife said the same thing. She's like, this is ridiculous. This just laughs at our marriage. It spits in the face of our marriage.
Exactly.
And I thought, it's a radio segment. And she said, maybe to you, but to others that are listening, like, this is a serious thing that is ridiculous.
It's just one way of doing it. There's a million ways to do it.
Well, Bert, let me just say that when you normally have Trey and his friend on,
most of the time I turn it, but I did hear it a little bit this morning, and I did want to find out whether he did get married or not.
See
so
that?
I did hang in.
So we got you.
Yeah.
So inevitably we got you. Why isn't she on with us this morning, the beautiful blushing bride?
I don't think she's ready for radio yet. She's kind of a, although she went through the bar scene, I think it's going to take her a little while to get on the radio, you know, so.
Think she's embarrassed by you?
Probably. Most people are. Or maybe my mom, since she was in the costume, which was awesome.
Are you guys, I mean, you're saying you're officially married, but I think in the eyes of Georgie, you're probably not. Are the two of you at least exclusively seeing each other?
We are seeing each other. We got married. I didn't get a license. I have not done that yet. It was a minister who declared the, you know, the ceremony. So, you know, kind of is what it is.
So you will see no other women, and she is going to see no other guy until this relationship either plays out or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
God, Wendy, sorry, I had to sneeze.
What was ultimately, Trey fulfilled an obligation. He was going to get married January 17th, 2009.
Okay.
He got married January 17th,
2009. Okay. So that's really is the bottom line. It was an obligation and it got done.
Right? You gotta do what you gotta do.
And look at him, he's glowing.
Watch it last forever.
Yeah. Book deal. Movie deal.
Watch it absolutely last forever. All right, you guys, thanks for the update.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The superficial debate is directed right towards women right here. And let me tell you how I even got into it. I'm at the W Buckhead. I think it was on Saturday night. And my group of fellas meet a group of girls, and we all start hanging out and talking, right? And throughout the course of the night, one of the girls makes some kind of, like, side joke to another girl. And all the girls in the groups had to respond to it because they knew what was going on and nobody else was. So one of the girls said, you know what that's about? Is that Melissa here one time was mistaken for a prostitute.
Okay.
Somebody propositioned her on the road. Like they thought, I guess the way she
was
dressed.
Awesome.
Or what have you.
Oh, man.
And thought that she was a prostitute. Full on was confident and like offered her, you know, like how much is this going to be?
Wow.
And she, just like you guys, totally and completely offended by it. And another girl in the group says, well, I mean, it could be worse. It's not like she said you were pregnant or anything. So a 10-minute debate between five women starts to break out on which is more offensive, to be mistaken as a prostitute or be mistaken for a pregnant woman if you are not pregnant. And it was one of these moments where I was sitting back going, is this really happening? Are they really?
Is this really a debate?
They might have been buzzed, but they were very passionate about it.
I'm trying to think.
Which is more offensive?
It's really, that is a more difficult question to answer than you might think.
Yeah, I guess it is, because they were going at it for 10 minutes before finally someone in the group said, okay, we got to put an end to this, but there was no clear conclusion.
Really?
None.
Yeah, most women right now are going,
I don't know.
Well, because, let's dive into it, okay? So the offensive part about being, you know, solicited as a prostitute obviously means that you look available for, you know, getting paid to do that.
For money.
For money, yeah. To do that for money. So that means that you've either
Let's just say it, you look cheap.
Yeah.
You look cheap. Too provocatively.
Provocative. Yeah. Trashy.
Which is better, to look cheap and trashy or to look fat?
That's really the bottom line.
Yes. Wow. Should we ask?
And women.
What's the struggle
the
here?
404-741-Q100.
Yeah.
Should we get Tracy's opinion?
She is pregnant.
That's what I mean.
But see, pregnant is a different kind of overweight because it's all in one place. Mm-hmm. So if you're mistaken for being pregnant, you have like a typical man's belly because men carry their weight in their belly. You know what I mean? Like, that's where men usually put their extra weight. And for women, it's usually like hips, booty, thighs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if you're a woman and you're mistaken for being pregnant, then you're carrying your extra weight like a man.
And it doesn't get any more offensive than that?
I don't know.
I'll say it. I'd rather look trashy.
You'd rather look trashy.
I'd rather look trashy
than be fat.
Because then you can
go ahead, say it. Be honest.
Yeah, I'd rather look trashy. I don't know. I just don't want to.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. That is the toughest decision to make.
Well, do you think I'm a street prostitute or do you think I'm somebody that, you know, high class?
You're not an escort. You're a prostitute.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm not an escort.
They didn't say escort. They said prostitute, and that's a different thing.
Okay, well,
I mean, if you're an escort.
It's the difference between being an escort outside of a hotel in Buckhead or on Ponce by that.
Yeah. Am I Julia Roberts prostitute? Or
on
am I.
Ponce and Boulevard. Okay.
So Wendy has weighed in and she said it's worse to be. Like,
what's that Terrence
mistaken
Howard
the difference between a prostitute and an escort is a prostitute will work in a car. An escort, you have to pay him extra to do that.
One has a website. One has a website and one doesn't.
Right.
The escort will have a website. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. We're attacking the important stuff today. Would you? What is more offensive?
I think pregnant, because I've actually been walking down in Buckhead with jeans on, a sweatshirt, and a cop pulled over and I offered me money. So you don't have to look hoary to have people offer you money. For sex,
how much did you take? Forget.
They couldn't afford this. No, I'm just joking.
So it is worse for you to be mistaken as pregnant.
Pregnant, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
For someone to call you a prostitute, though, I mean, it could be a long night of drinking, your eyeliner's running. I mean, anybody will pull you over if they're desperate in the middle of the night. So you can be like, no, I mean, but...
Like, in your own mind, as a woman, you can justify them making the mistake by calling you a prostitute. But if they mistake you as pregnant, then fat is fat is.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
In a roundabout way, yes.
My mom always said, fat is... No, I'm just kidding.
You didn't finish that because you didn't want us to say that.
Don't say that.
Kelsey, is it worse to be mistaken as a prostitute or pregnant?
It's definitely worse to be mistaken as pregnant.
Yeah.
I would have to say I agree with the ladies that if someone mistakes you as a prostitute... Then they're pretty much, you don't know what their idea of a prostitute is. You could be a high-class prostitute, but if you're mistaken as pregnant, you're just mistaken as pregnant. You got a belly, you're looking fat. I'd rather be mistaken as a prostitute.
If you're mistaken as a prostitute, you say pretty woman or hustle and flow. Yeah. And depending on what they say, then I know if I'm offended or not.
Pretty woman, then...
Like, okay.
All right.
You know,
I think if we rock those boots in pretty woman, okay? Yes.
If we take one more pregnancy call, can we send an intern to make sure Tracy doesn't jump out a window?
But she is pregnant.
It's not mistaken for being pregnant.
Right. She has a baby in there.
Yeah, I know, but you're getting all these calls going, I would much rather be a prostitute than be fat and pregnant looking.
Well, Tracy, I mean, women, I'm sorry, but sometimes,
So is our website evolved enough to where we could actually make a poll, an online poll out of this?
I'm not really sure. Do you need it this month?
Hey, Jennifer, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Which is more offensive, to be mistaken as pregnant or a prostitute?
Oh, definitely pregnant. At least if you're a prostitute, somebody wants to be with you.
Oh, God.
I didn't say that. That didn't come out of my mouth.
Oh, snap. Wow, that burned.
It's pretty clear cut here. Good morning, Melanie. You're on Q100.
Not much of a debate.
No.
I would much rather be told that I look pregnant than like a $2 person going down the sidewalk. That's much better to me than being told I look like a prostitute. But I'm not, I don't have a belly, but if I had a belly, I would be more offended if somebody called me a prostitute.
Okay.
Okay, right. I love how she had to add that. She had to add, I don't have a belly, but if I did.
But if I did,
Why
would you do this to her, Jeff? You don't.
What am I doing? I didn't have any comment.
She is pregnant.
This is just mean. I'd rather be a prostitute than look like Tracy.
Put it on him.
I didn't do anything.
That's not what we said.
It's not the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
It's totally different.
Well, I'm pregnant, and everybody would rather look like a whore than look like me.
Completely different. Yeah.
So are y'all in agreement? Melissa, I don't think I heard a final definitive word.
Yeah, I don't want to be called fat. I'm a woman. I don't it would be more offensive to me if somebody thought I was pregnant than somebody solicited me for sex.
Yeah. Call me a whore. Don't tell me I got a baby bump.
But whores come in different shapes and sizes. So, I mean, everyone in here.
Oh my God, are you a prostitute and are you pregnant? Then I would
then that's just bad.
Yeah.
You're on The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America
social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.